Well, good afternoon. Welcome, everyone. I'm glad that you're here with us to enjoy some nice music and singing. I know that you'll enjoy the program. I'm looking forward to it a lot. I haven't observed a lot of the practice, so I will be seeing it for the first time, sort of like many of you as well. I hope you will just sit back and enjoy the music, and we have a time of fellowship afterwards, right down the hall here with some food that you won't want to miss either. So we hope that you will join us for that. Let's open with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we want to thank you for the opportunity to join together for this Christmas celebration service. We ask that you'll be honored as the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus, who we remember in this season being born, coming in the form of man, so that he might do the work for which you appointed him, to become the great faithful and high priest in things pertaining to God, to bring men to yourself. And so as we exalt his name in song this afternoon, may you be honored and may each one be strengthened and built up. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. For our first song, we're actually going to sing congregationally. If you take the hymnal in the seat under the seat in front of you, or there in the front row underneath your seat, hymn number 105. And I'm going to invite Dan Reeves to come and lead us in hymn 105.
Would you stand together with me, please? Thank you.
Lesson 1. God tells sinful Adam that he has lost the life of paradise and that his seed will bruise the serpent's head. The reading is from Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 19. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" So he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you that you should not eat?" Then the man said, "The woman who you gave to me with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate." And the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle, and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." To the woman he said, "I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." Then to Adam he said, "Because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, 'You shall not eat of it,' cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. But with thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return."
We'd ask that you participate with us again. Turn, please, to number 113. Hymn number 113, "God Rest You Merry, Gentlemen."
God rest you merry, gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. As we work on a spray, oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy, oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father, a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds. With God and brotherhood, each other now. fathers doth deface. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Thank you.
Lesson 2. God promises to faithful Abraham that in his seed all the nations of the earth will be blessed. Genesis 22:15-18. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I will bless you. And multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice."
Thank you.
Lesson 3. The prophet foretells the coming of the Savior. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2 and 6 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, do order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
lesson 4. The peace that Christ will bring is foreshown, Isaiah 11, verse 1 to 10. And there shall come forth a root out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kids, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them, and the cow and the bear shall feed, the young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and the rest shall be glorious.
Thank you.
Lesson 5. The angel Gabriel salutes the Virgin Mary. Luke 1, 26 to 35 and 38. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation that should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Verse 38. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, and be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. lesson 6. Luke tells of the birth of Jesus. Luke 2, verse 1 to 7. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Lesson 7, The Shepherds Go to the Manger. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 16. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Men are led to the star, by the star, to Jesus. Matthew chapter 2. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this thus is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, Are not the least among the rulers of Judah? For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also. When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry, and he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and all its districts from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted, because they are no more. Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise, take the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead. Then he arose, took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judah instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, He shall be called a Nazarene. And lesson 9. John unfolds the great mystery of the incarnation. The book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of that light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. And he came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Stand with me, please. Turn to hymn number 104 and sing with the joy that believers in Christ can. Joy to the World.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
to ask you to join me in giving a hand to these musicians today. Thank you very much. You've done a fine job putting this program together, all that were involved. We've lost a few of our young men to impatience, I think, but they're upstairs now enjoying themselves, so we can't. You give them thanks when they come down for the food, because they will be here for the food. They're not going to skip that part. You know, one of my favorite portions of Scripture is this one that was read for lesson number 9 in John chapter 1. I just thought I'd make a couple of comments there. The Bible tells us that our Savior, the one of whom we are singing today and who we heard about, is the one who was in the beginning with God and is very God Himself. It says that all things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. There are two kinds of men. There are those who, as the following verse says, did not receive Him, and there are those who do receive Him. That's what verse number 12 says, a very important text of the Bible. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in His name. Now, most of you know that I'm not 25 years old. I'm a little older than 25, but not too much older than 25. But it was 25 years ago that I became a child of God, and I am very thankful for that. I became, as this text says, one who had the right or the power, the authority to become a child of God. You see, I was born twice, once by my mom and once by God. Because the Bible says those who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And so you can know if you're in one group or the other by asking yourself this question: have I received Him, the one who was in the beginning with God and was God, the one who made all things, the one who was the true light which gives light to every man who comes into the world? Did you yet receive Him? Our program today really is kind of an invitation for you to do that if you have not done so already. How do you know if you have the right to become a child of God? Well, you simply believe on His name. That's what the Bible says here. As many as received Him, to them gave He the right to become children of God, to those who believe on His name. 25 years ago for me, maybe today for you, if you would be born again. The Lord would be pleased, and so would we, if you'd accept His invitation to become a child of God. Let us pray. Father, we thank You for Your loving kindness toward us in sending the true light which lights every man that comes into the world. We pray that each one here today will receive Him through believing in the Son of God, the one promised from the very early chapters of Genesis, extolled by the prophet Isaiah, predicted by Gabriel in the Gospels, told to us throughout the rest of the entirety of the Scripture. Lord, we ask that You will work in our hearts that we might not be like those who did not receive You, but instead we would be those that are born of God, who by faith are given the right to become the children of the living God. Thank You for these musicians today and all the effort that has gone into this program. Thank You for each one who has come. We ask, Lord, that You will bless our time together around the tables as we share with the food. We thank You for providing it and the hands that have been busy preparing it on our behalf. We thank You again in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, just wanted to let you know, just by way of thanks, that we have a few names in the back of the program here that I'll let you look at. That have prepared the auditorium, the nice decorations and everything that you see. There's some others that are preparing the food for us. And if you get an opportunity, you might want to say thanks to them. I also want to say a word of thanks for Faithway Baptist Church. They have sent two of their fine ladies to come and help watch our children upstairs. So if you get a chance to say thanks to them as well, especially if you're a mom or dad, please take an opportunity to do that for sure. And the names are too many to list of all that you saw up here, but they are also in your program, and we are thankful to God for you all, you and the orchestra here and at the organ. Excellent work, and we thank you very much. Thank you for coming today. We'll close this part of our service now and ask you to just join us down the hall in a few moments and dig in and enjoy some food and friendship together. Thank you.